I'm your host, Ellen Ellis, and this is episode number 23. Our topic today is IAI Larvae. Ellen Ellis is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you feel like you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish a podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. Try it today on podbot.ai. He insisted it was not too late to revive the Israeli warplane, designed to compete with the French Rafale in India. According to Ahrens, the decision taken in 1987 to end the joint program never recovered, and he urged IAI leadership to take the initiative of Dassault Aviation, the manufacturer of the Rafales, citing its well-established presence in the Indian Air Force (IAF) and its long history of cooperation with the Indian military. U.S. involvement in Larvae began in the 1980s, when Israel asked both countries to co-produce the engines for the new Israeli warplane. IAI recovered from the near-fatal blow it suffered in 1987, when the Larvae project was abandoned just as it entered the development phase of its flight tests. The cancellation was a blow to the pride and prestige of the country, as the development of Lavis was one of the largest projects ever undertaken by Israel. In the mid-1990s, however, U.S. newspapers began reporting that intelligence agencies were looking for continued Israeli technology transfers to China, including components provided to Israel by the United States. This included Israel transferring a number of components to develop a fourth-generation fighter jet. The impact of the Larvae program on U.S. interests, as some understood it, has been a severe blow to the U.S.-Israel relationship and to U.S. foreign policy in general. The Chengdu Aircraft Corporation began work on the J-10, and the next Larvae in the photo is fourth from the right. Israeli participation in the J-10 seems to have begun around the time China first established diplomatic relations with Israel in January 1992. In the mid-1990s, however, U.S. newspapers began reporting that intelligence agencies knew of continued Israeli technology transfers to China, including components that Israel had received from the United States. The Chengdu Aircraft Corporation began work on the J-10, and the next Larvae can be seen in the fourth image from the right. This included Israel transferring components to China for the development of a fourth-generation jet fighter and the development of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter (JSF). Over the past 40 years, the United States and Israel have developed a very close and lucrative partnership. Israeli participation in the J-10 seems to have begun around the time China first established diplomatic relations with Israel in January 1992. The Israeli Air Force was very early equipped almost exclusively with U.S. warplanes and demonstrated its ability to fight its Arab adversaries in many conflicts. A key program of Israeli industry in the 1980s was the development of the Larvae, an impressive fighter program built on the success of its predecessor, the J-10. Larvae, however, went nowhere, as it was increasingly viewed by the U.S. Coupled with budgetary difficulties and a recession, Israel decided to discontinue the promising program until 1987. Israel had a reliable supply of Neshes and wanted to improve the performance of this type by replacing the French-designed Attar engine with the General Electric J-79. The Larvae development program began in February 1980, when the Israeli government authorized the IAF to present it to the U.S. Air Force (USAF) and the U.S. Marine Corps. Recognizing that the FIR was unable to meet the next generation threat, Israel persuaded the U.S. to share its vision for a new, revolutionary warplane, the F-21. The successful design was good, served by the Israeli Air Force and was considered an attack aircraft by other air forces, including the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. Marines, as well as by all other air forces, including the U.S. Navy and F/A-18E/F fighter aircraft. The single-seater Larvae was to replace the Skyhawks, conduct air-to-air combat operations against the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Marine Corps, and protect airspace over Israel. The tandem seating model of the Lavis should serve as an advanced training aircraft and occasionally also perform a combat mission. In 1982, however, the concept for its replacement by the A4 changed abruptly. The aircraft became a multi-purpose fighter with a single seat and two tandem seats for a total of four seats. The Israeli Air Force called for this change, telling IAI that if it wanted to develop the plane, it would have to do better than what it has now. It was cancelled out of concern that it would not be a viable aircraft and would behave in the same way as the F-16 and F/A-18 fighter jets, although the Lavi project was completed before the aircraft was built. The development was an opportunity to demonstrate and promote the capabilities of the Israeli aerospace industry. Advanced technology transfers have become anathema to the U.S. in recent years, forcing Israel to cancel many of its other advanced technology transfer projects. There has been no public statement or formal claim in this direction, but the technological knowledge accumulated during this development has contributed to a new generation of advanced aircraft and new technologies for the Israeli aerospace industry. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.